I want you to know that on today that God has prepared a place for you. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And I told you on last night, that means it's in his big house are a lot of rooms. And I want you to know that on tonight that God has gone out and has fought for you. Heaven's hound dog has been sniffing around because he wants to make sure that you have an opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ. We've been talking week after week for the whole month of August. We've been talking about having a conversation with God. We've been talking about how God wants to move you to a brand new level. We've been talking about how God wants to take you to a higher level in his relationship with you and also in his relationship with God. Well, I want you to know today that we've arrived. Somebody ought to say amen. We've arrived at the point that God is saying yes to you and you ought to be saying yes to God. We've arrived at a point where God wants to perform a miracle in your life. We've arrived at a place where God wants to do something for you that he's never done before, but you've got to reach out and grab it in the name of Jesus. And so when you understand the whole battle that's going on in the book of Revelations, the battle between God and Satan, and oftentimes you think about yourself, but it's really not about you. I told you on last night, the battle is between God and Satan. The devil wants to take your very soul. He wants to destroy the very image of God in your life. That's why he wants to trample over God's Sabbath. It doesn't matter. That's why he wants to trample over how you decide you want to live your life in terms of your health and in terms of the things that God wants to do for you. The devil wants to eradicate the character of God in your life. Remember I told you what the character was? What's the character of God? Come on, what's the character of God? Talk to me. The law of God. The law of God. You have how many fingers? How many toes? To do what? To remind you of what? The character of God. I don't want you to forget that. As you're getting ready to go down into the watery grave, when you walk out of this place, there are four things that I want you to always remember. And these are the four C's of life. Let me hear you say four C's. That means what you're going to believe when you go into a baptism in that watery grave, you're going to believe four things that's going to be paramount to everything that you do. Number one is you're going to believe in Jesus Christ. It's the four C's. You're going to believe in Jesus Christ. Isn't that what you believe in? You're going to believe in Christ. You're going to believe that Christ has died on Calvary's cross for you, and because of his sacrifice, you have an opportunity for eternal life. You're going to believe in the cross. Isn't that right? Huh? You're going to believe in the cross because there's power in knowing that God has already fought the battle for you. You've got to understand that. You've got to stop fighting because remember, God what? God works. And then he rests, and you, and then you. You've got to understand it's a cycle. It's entering into God's rest, and God has already done the work. It's like placing your feet on that moving sidewalk and letting God do the work for you. So you've got to rest, and then you work. You rest, and then you work. You enter into God's rest. So you understand that God has already fought the battle for you. So my sister and brother, why do you keep on fighting? What are you holding on to? God says, let go and give it over to me. God says, trust me every step of the way. So it's about the Christ. It's about the cross. And then like I told you last night, it's about the second coming of Jesus Christ. It's about his coming. Knowing that he is coming back. It's the truth. It's a simple message, but it's the truth. That he loves you so much that he died for you on Calvary's cross. And because you're so valuable to him, you can turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm a 10. Oh, you a 10. That's right. You a 10. And God is coming back for his 10. How do I know you're a 10? Because you got seven holes in your head to remind you of what? Come on now. Somebody's been listening to me. Somebody's been listening to me this whole week. That's right. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God has already set this thing up for you. So it's about Christ. It's about the cross. It's about the second coming. But what else do you think it's about? Talk to me. Commitment. That's maybe one. Christ. The cross. The second coming. It's also about his commandments. Somebody ought to say amen. Come on now. Because it's the character of God now. See, you have to understand that's the only thing in the whole entire Bible that was written with the finger of God. That's God's character. It's stamped in your body. It's stamped in your life. Every time you pick up your fingers and you walk with your feet, it's a reminder of God's character. That's the commandments of God. God set those out for you so you have a roadmap by which you can follow. He says, I love you so much that I want to give my all to you. And so at this moment, for just this brief moment, listen to the voice of God as he's reminding you that he's coming back for you. It is his desire to save every person here under the sound of my voice. The devil is mad. He is like a roaring lion seeking. The motif that they have in the book of Revelation is if he's crouching, waiting to jump on you at the door. But the Bible says in the book of Revelation that the sisters, that's you, that's the women, that's the church, that was able to get away from the enemy and be able to be secure. So for just a few moments, there might be someone else here today. We've been preaching night after night, and for the last week, 3 weeks here, some of you all have been struggling and battling with surrendering your life to God completely. As you look around for those that are in white and those who have decided to surrender their lives to the Lord. Listen to me now. This is God's voice. God is speaking to you even right now. This is your time. This is your moment. God wants to perform a miracle in your life. There's water outside. There should be nothing that should hinder you. There should be nothing between you and your Savior. But the enemy wants to continue to say, not now. I just want to wait till I get this job. I want to wait till things are just right in my life. I mean, just perfect. And God says, I'm not looking for perfect. God says, I want to take you as you are. And then I want to mold you. And I want to fashion you after my character. That I love you so much that I stretched out and died. That you may have life more abundantly. Jesus wants to give you life today. Not tomorrow, but today. And I don't know about you, but I hear his voice calling me. Listen. 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 He says, I stand at the door and knock. Listen. Listen to his voice. as he speaks to you. Aren't you tired of struggling? I mean, really, aren't you simply tired? Today, God says, turn it over to me, and I'll make it right. I'll clean you up. I'll polish that situation. I'll make it right. But you've got to come. I can't make it right if you don't come. I can't fix it if you don't ask. God says, come and let me work it out. Let me figure it out. Every head is bowed, every eye is closed. This is your time. This is your quiet moment. Someone today needs to finally exhale. Someone today needs to finally breathe. Someone today needs to say yes to Jesus. This is your moment. This is your time. You've been struggling for a long time. You've been struggling on your job. You've been struggling in your marriage. You've been struggling with your finances. Your health is pulling you down. And you know something's not right. You know it. But you still want to fight Jesus. Let it go. Listen to me. Listen to his voice. God wants to speak to you right now. Even right now. I'm going to ask those of us who have already said yes to Jesus in baptism. I want to invite you, those in white, come and join me here, please. Please come join me right here. Please come join me. This is your moment. This is your time. This is your time. These are those who I saw on the sea of glass. Here are they in white and purple. Who have overcome the devil through the blood of the Lamb. Come on up. Here are they who have said yes, yes, yes to Jesus. Oh, put your hands together. But as they stand behind me, and as they come, you may come. Come on. Praise the Lord. Today, they're going to go down to the watery grave of baptism because they said yes to Jesus and no to the enemy. But God is still looking for you. This is your moment. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your time. There's someone else here today. Won't you join us? Won't you say yes to Jesus? Won't you finally give your heart to him, not to Pastor Richardson. This isn't about me. This is about you. This is your time. This is your moment. We're praying right now. We're praying. Because there's someone else. You know you've been struggling. You know you have been dealing with the issues of life. It's time to come home. You've been gone too long. You've been away too long. And God says, I miss my time with you. This is your moment right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray in your name that you release the enemy from this place, that he has no hold in this building. I pray, oh God, that you will kick the devil from this worship service. And that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, they who knows they belong in your baptismal pool today. Not tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow will promise us. But what we do know, today we have an opportunity to give our lives to you and to start afresh. So I pray right now for that man, for that woman, that boy, that girl. This is your time. I ask you in the name of Jesus. We're praying now. Will you consider saying yes to him? He's done so much for you. Will you consider serving him? All he wants to do is love you. All he wants to do is to spend time with you. He's not asking a lot. He wants you. The door is still open. This is your time. If you want to join us in baptism, if you want to join those of us that are standing here right now, I want to invite you at this moment in your time just to stand up and come down and join us. If you simply want to say yes to Jesus today, won't you join us? Won't you join us? Won't you join us? Won't you join us? This is your time. This is your moment. Won't you join him? Won't you join him? Won't you join him? Won't you join him? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Won't you come? Yes. Won't you come? Yes. Won't you serve him? Won't you come? If I'm making you feel uncomfortable, it's not me. I ask you to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you surrender? If the love of God doesn't move you to come, nothing else will. I have no tricks. I have no magic to perform here. I have no silver, nor do I have gold. But what I have is Jesus Christ. I give you the very best on today. I give you my Lord. I give you my Savior. I give you the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Won't you consider following Jesus? It's your moment. Our Father and our God, we've heard your voice. We're committed to following you. I pray right now, oh God, that you forgive us for our sins. I pray, oh God, that you'll create in each and every one of us a new spirit, a new walk with you. I pray that you'll change our characters, that they'll be more like you. But most of all, oh God, I ask you to teach us how to love you. We have a hard time with surrendering to you. But today, Lord, each one of us that are standing, we are committed to following you. Those who have not made a decision, I pray that you'll send your Holy Spirit just to continue to speak to them before it's everlasting too late. Lord, you're coming soon. And I want to be ready to go home, to meet you in the air, and to live with you forevermore. Thank you for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. I shared with you all last night, the last book of the Bible, the last sentence or so, the last verse in the whole entire Bible, it says, "Here I am, I come quickly." It's in the book of Revelations, and it says, "May the grace of God be upon you." I leave you for the whole month of August and simply say to you, the Lord is coming soon. May his grace be upon each and every one of you. God bless you. Making a commitment and a contract with God, I'm going to ask you to just for a few things for those of us that are standing here. And I want you to know, those that are sitting out there, you still have time. You still have time to join us. You still have time. Yeah. I'm going to ask you all to come around in front of me. And face the congregation. No, turn around, face them. And I'll be behind you. What an awesome God. Somebody ought to say amen. What a powerful, you can do better than that for Jesus. What an awesome God. Do you believe in God the Father? I'm asking you to raise your right hand if you do. Say, I do. You can just simply say, I do. Do you believe in God the Father, in God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? Do you accept the death of Jesus Christ as penalty for your sins? Or say it with power, I do. Do you accept the new life Jesus gives you in place of your old sinful life? Come on. And congregate, you can join us. Do you believe that Jesus is ministering in heaven for you and that he gives you the Holy Spirit so that you can obey him? I do. Do you believe that God gave us the Bible as our supreme guidebook? I do. By the power of God living in you, will you obey the commandments of God, which are his character, including the seventh day Sabbath of the Lord? Will you do that? Do you want to help others to be ready for the soon coming of Jesus Christ? Meaning that don't take what we've given you and hide it under a bushel, but you're willing to go out and share the world that Jesus Christ is coming again. Will you do that for us? Do you believe God's special gift and his talents? And that he believes that, God has given us the spirit of prophecy. He has given us an understanding to be able to decipher his word through different people. Do you believe that? All right. Will you help God's church by returning to God a faithful tithe and offering to him, giving your talents and your gifts to God? Will you take care of your body? Somebody ought to say amen. By refraining from eating those things that are going to destroy your body. But you're going to focus those things on sharing the good news that Jesus Christ loves you and he's died for you. Is it here on today? Somebody ought to say amen. I want to see everyone stand on this one. I want to see everyone stand in the congregation on this one. And you ought to be putting your hands together. Is it your desire to be baptized on today? To show everyone in here that you are deciding to follow Jesus all the days of your life. Put your hands together for the commitment to follow Jesus. To this church, everyone in here, these are our new members of our church. I'm going to ask right now by simply calling them to the church, just by simply saying amen. Amen? These are your new members. Behold what God has done for this church. God bless you. Let us prepare as we take me to the water for the baptism.